sure many of you will recognize that riff. It is unmistakably J.J. Cale's song, Cocaine. Probably made most famous by Eric Clapton. But it really is... the reason I'm playing it really is the Democrats' impeachment. It's like cocaine for them. I mean, Representative Al Green of Texas, somewhere down in Houston, it personifies it in a way. And I mean, I'm not saying that he's typical of Democrats because he's always been kind of out there. But my God, if impeachment isn't cocaine for Democrats, what does this say?
A president can be impeached more than once. So we can do this. We can move forward with what we have on the table currently. We can take this before the Senate, and we can still investigate other issues. And when the president has committed additional offenses, and my suspicion is that he will, we can take those before the Senate. There is no limit on the number of times the Senate can vote to convict or not a president, no limit to the number of times the House can vote to impeach or not a president.
I'm telling you, it's cocaine for them. It's just, let's have another hit. So the story this morning is Nancy Pelosi came out and said, all right, I'm asking the House to go ahead and draw up articles of impeachment and vote on them. And there we go. Let's skip. If you had the listen links in front of you, you'd see impeachment was not the first category, but I'll jump there. Pelosi asked the House to move forward on impeachment. That's the New York Post. Washington Post, White House and Trump gear up for a trial in the Senate. The New York Times lead story was really kind of interesting today. Even the New York Times says, Turley might have a point about the witnesses. And what he said is that, Trump doesn't have to turn over documents and provide witnesses just because Congress asks or demands or subpoenas. He can go to court. And that's happened in the past. He can go to court, claim executive privilege. The courts will decide whether the witnesses have to appear. We're talking about John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, Rudy Giuliani, and who have personal knowledge of what the president said. Did he say this is a quid pro quo? I'm forcing you to do what I want, or I'm going to cut off your military aid, or did he not? Because, you know, I have this transcript here, and what I read the president saying is, I'd like you to help us, not help me. Help us. Anyway, Turley said, look, you know, it's not obstruction of justice that the president doesn't hand this stuff over. It's you rushed forward on this because you didn't want to take the time to go to court and get a decision on those witnesses and those documents. And that's kind of on you. And even the New York Times went, yeah, he may have a point. Politico, Democrats figure they'd better throw in some Mueller stuff, obstruction of justice. New York Times, this yesterday was a scholars debate about what's impeachable. It was 3-on-1. Washington Post, I mean, this story really is interesting because really what it was, and Jonathan Turley talked about it all the time, this is a seance on the founders. You know, what did the founders mean? What did they say? What did they think? You know, did they think this is impeachable or not? Turley was the only one there for the Republicans, and he thought not. The others, you know, they called up the ghosts of James Madison et al. And said, they would have said this was impeachable. And Turley, you know, he's always funny. He says, yeah, actually, that's what we do. We're law professors. This is why they pay us, because we try to figure out what the founders meant. Washington Post, inside the White House, an impeachment spin factory, as the Washington Post calls the defense war room. This is Tony Saig and Pam Bondi operating out of a basement office at the White House, coming up with lines to counter the Democrats' attack. Okay, let's go to politics. Hillary Clinton did an interview with Howard Stern, and the Democrats are raving. She was so relaxed. She was so interesting. If I'd just seen this interview when she was running against Trump, she would have won. Well, I don't know. I'm going to play a bit of it on the podcast later, so be sure to come back to that. New York Times, Democrats are essentially saying tax increases will speed up the economy. Yes. New York Times, Kamala dropped out because of racism and sexism, you see. This is a Charles Blow column, and everything is racism to him. Politico, black voters didn't really get the Kamala thing. They were like, yeah, maybe, no, not so much. LA Times, Sanders ahead of Biden and Warren in California. Okay, then if you've got the list, impeach comes. Now we go to Trump. Mocked overseas. This is the New York Times. Oh, my God, did you see that? That was the Dutch premier. It was Justin Trudeau. It was Emmanuel Macron. And it was Boris Johnson. They were laughing about Trump. Oh, my God. Then the Washington Post does the same story, except they dig up other times where U.S. presidents have been, and other world leaders have been mocked by other world leaders. Perhaps the most famous one was, I think it was Francois Mitterrand, said about Margaret Thatcher, "What does that housewife want? My balls on a platter?" So, you know, it's not the first time. And it's always, you know, it's always these second-rate powers mocking the, you know, the strong guy. But anyway, they're all making a big deal. They were laughing about him, and it really hurts his feelings. That's why he canceled the news conference. Yeah, he probably canceled the news conference because they expected people to say, "Did you see everybody laughing at you? What have you got to say about those people laughing at you? Those are world leaders laughing at you." You know, like, who needs that? Pain in the ass. Social justice warriors. Oh, this is hysterical. New York Times. This is a big, big story about stop the bleeding in Queens. 32 people shot in a short period of time. These are the same people saying stop and frisk was, you know, horrible. And when stop and frisk was, you know, run out of town, people like me and Ray Kelly and Michael Bloomberg said, well, there's going to be more people shot. And now that there are more people shot, Queens is saying, make it stop. New York Times, students of color protest at the elite school in New York for high achievers. They're protesting that the school doesn't let in the unqualified. How come there's not more students of color here? Well, I guess more students of color don't qualify. I mean, you know, there are quite a few. 300 or so students of color, you know, engage in this protest. But okay, Washington Post, no more weddings on slave plantations. Damn it. Just stop that. We're not doing that anymore. The 49ers, this is in the Chronicle, San Francisco, 49ers suspend a play-by-play white man, they're one of their announcers, for a comment on Lamar Jackson's dark skin. And what he said that got him suspended was, well, he's really good at hiding the ball because this ball is dark and his skin is dark and people can't tell the difference between the ball and his skin. So he's good at the bootleg. Can't say that. You've got to be suspended. Russia investigation. Durham, the guy that Barr has sicked on this thing, has told the IG he can't support the idea that the Russia probe was a setup by the intelligence community. I do want to see his explanation for the Steele dossier, though. Elections. Ohio, this is in the Wall Street Journal. Ohio finds voters who were not qualified to vote, but they insist voter fraud is rare. Yeah, we found a bunch of them, but it's rare. And Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, this is in the LA Times. there's about 15 mansions that pay over $1 million a year in property taxes. Ooh! Ouch! That's more expensive than cocaine. Write to me at host@johngibson.com. The bitch box is 859-544-2766. Follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio and retweet and tell your friends, subscribe to the podcast at johngibson.com.